It is Friday morning, Jason.
Friday morning. Indeed.
I mean, is it morning? It's dark outside, but...
Thank God.
And if people were probably saying, hold on, that's not Bob Bell's voice.
It is.
Thank God, it's
significantly less masculine.
It is not Bob Bell's voice, his body, his head. It's actually, what this proves is it takes two guys to fill in for Bob Bell's job. And so I'm Andrew Wood. I'm executive director of Hope Resource Center here in Knoxville, Tennessee. I host a show on Tuesday afternoons on Joy 620 that's called A Conversation on Life with Andrew Wood, because that's my name. And then Jason is, what do you do again?
I don't recall exactly. Hey, I'm Jason Hayes. I'm the lead pastor with Shoreline Church. And Andrew and I host every Wednesday,
that's right,
the Drive at 5, a show called Between Sundays. And we have the privilege of filling in for Bob Bell today.
Yeah. And you texted me yesterday and said, how do we fill in for 2 hours? my show on Tuesday night, our show on Wednesday is 1 hour long.
Correct.
And I text you back and said, Jason said, is there any music? And I said, no, it is up to us to talk. And I think our wives would say,
Not a problem.
Yeah, 2 hours, really, that you're worried about filling in 2 hours. And so
in fact, I believe my wife is hoping it's a 6 hour show today. She's hoping I'm going to come in a little winded.
Right.
That I've just got few words to offer.
That's right.
And this afternoon and evening.
Leave her alone.
Yeah. Correct.
I mean, I would say yes to that on my wife's account as well. So, we just ended Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
And so it's hard to believe that 2018 has come to an end.
Unbelievable.
I mean, we are almost to 2019, just a few days away.
Have we already hit the point of when Michael J. Fox goes to the future?
We've already gotten to that place, right?
I think wasn't that a big deal a few years ago?
Yep.
So we are surely nearing the time, like Jetson type level 2019. Yeah. We should be zooming around personal aircraft.
Yeah.
All of those things should be accessible this year, right?
Should be.
Okay, I'm planning on it.
I'm sure Google's working on it. Elon Musk is working on tunnels out in California.
Right.
But I'll just be honest. I don't want to have anything to do with any of that. The last thing I want to do, Elon Musk, what he's doing in California is building tunnels underground everywhere, which he claims earthquakes won't have anything to do with.
Right.
And then they're taking your car, and there's barely enough room for your car, and speeding you through at like 100 miles per hour.
Terrifying.
Where there's not even room to open your doors.
No.
So what if something goes wrong? That's my fear. What if something goes wrong and then you're stuck? And they're like, oh, it's the way of the future. No, it's not.
It's the way of the future, except for you're stuck in a tunnel for the
next
8 years.
And then a car's coming behind you at 100 miles an hour, and then another car behind it. And I think what Elon probably did was went to the bank and thought, these suction things, these tubes, it'd be nice if we could just put our cars in those.
I like that.
And he has the money to actually bury underground. So as we look at 2018 coming to end, what we're going to do today is kind of do a recap on 2018, look forward to 2019. But also, right now, I think it's important to do a time capsule because of that very reason,
we get to use these sound transitions, which is pretty spectacular.
You know what would be nice is if every time I brought anything up, even off air, music would just pop up and be the background.
That doesn't happen for you?
It happens for you.
It does happen for me.
Chuck just goes around.
It does. Our worship pastor actually just travels around with me and begins to do a little bit of a musical intro. At any time I say anything that feels dangerously close to helpful, meaningful, inspirational, gospel-centered,
he comes in.
He just begins to immediately play quietly beneath me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's why he's good at what he does. So did you know that today, Friday, December 28th, 2018, is Almanac Day?
I, shockingly enough, was not aware of that.
You did not know that. Well, it is. And so the Pennsylvania Gazette, owned by Benjamin Franklin, ran an ad for the first issue of Poor Richard's Almanac on this day in 1732. The ad promised many pleasant and witty verses, jests, and sayings, Man, they used to write so well. New fashions, games for kisses, men's and melons, breakfast in bed, all of that great stuff. So today, celebrate Almanac Day with your family, with your friends. It's the perfect thing to go in between Christmas and New Year's, all of that.
How would one go upon celebrating this day?
I would
just
encourage,
by using
the almanac. I would encourage you to turn off all your electricity, only have candles, and celebrate Almanac by reading the almanac and predicting. Because what happens every year about this time is somebody says, hey, the almanac says we're going to have the worst winter we've ever had.
Exactly.
Every single year.
You're like, where in the world is this supposed almanac?
Well, my pawpaw's knees are hurting, and that means that snow's coming.
It's on a shelf somewhere next to the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yes, which are all great.
Did you have a huge set of those?
I did not.
Oh, man.
I did. Do you?
We were academic, apparently.
Do have those?
No.
I mean, we had one, I guess, growing up.
No, we had a full set, like the Encyclopedia Britannica. And, man, we must have been scholarly.
That's exactly what I think of when I think of J.C.'s childhood, is scholarly. That's,
when you think of me
that's what
as
I
a husky
of.
8-year-old, you think...
Man,
scholarly.
That kid was scholarly.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It feels good.
Yeah. So in 1902, on this day, the first World Series of pro football, they've changed some since 1902, was played at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Who played in that game, Jason?
I'm going to guess. Give me the question one more time.
1902, the first World Series of pro football. So it was before
the
Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Super Bowl. At Madison Square Garden in New York City.
So
who played?
Were these actual teams that eventually would become,
yes.
I'm going to say the Pittsburgh Steelers?
No.
New York Giants.
New York.
The football Giants.
New York
football Giants.
And Syracuse played in the indoor football game before 3,000.
So it was a college deal.
I don't think so. I think it was pro football.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So Syracuse. Okay, that makes sense.
And the score was 6-0 at the end. That was exciting.
Man, that does sound...
Last night, Buffalo
Shocking
Wild...
it didn't stick around.
I haven't watched any of the bowl games, but last night, Buffalo Wild Wings, their bowl game...
Right.
...must have been so bad. They tweeted... Buffalo Wild Wings tweeted out and said, this game is going to overtime, and we have never owed you a bigger apology.
Are you serious?
They tweeted that out because of how bad the game was. So
I love that.
That's great. So, 1912, the first... municipality-owned streetcars took to the streets of San Francisco, California. The first car was named Rice-A-Roni.
Rice-A-Roni,
and
San Francisco treat.
We're still checking that last fact. So,
fact is a term we're using quite loosely.
Let's see. In 2000, President-elect George W. Bush selected former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to return to the Pentagon. And then if you know your history, which is not too far off.
Which I happen to, in that I had an Encyclopedia Britannica.
There you go. And so Donald Rumsfeld played a huge role in the administration. So a lot went on in 2000. And then let's look to some birthdays. What birthdays happened on this day? Stan Lee, God rest his soul, 1922. He was born. He died just a couple weeks ago. Of course, as you know, the creator of Marvel Comics. I mean, Stan Lee is a pretty big deal for the...
You said Stan Lee, but when you...
Stan Lee.
You went quick, and I was like, tell me about this Stan Lee individual.
Stan Lee from The Office.
Yeah, I was like, man, I love Stan Lee from The Office.
No, Stan Lee.
Yes.
And so Stan Lee was born this day, 1922. And then another one, Martin Milner, I mean, he was an actor in a lot of movies, Valley of the Dolls, Route 66, Adam 12, Columbo.
All favorites of yours.
I mean, I have them on my iTunes right now. And so that's going back a ways, obviously.
It is a ways.
He died September 6, 2015. And then the last birthday we'll focus on, who one of the greatest actors of our generation, one Denzel Washington.
Oh!
Born this day, 1954, Jason.
Man. I tell you what, that guy has aged well, though.
Yeah.
He has legit aged well.
And he's He's one of those actors that whatever he's in, I'll watch it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If Denzel Washington's name's on the bill, I'm going to watch the movie.
Do you feel like that's how a lot of listeners are kind of feeling this morning?
Oh, Andrew and Jason.
They're like, oh, we'll just switch over to the morning show.
I'd like to think that.
Yeah, I would say that's probably
not the case,
but let's continue to tell ourselves that.
And so now let's shift gears to music, chart toppers.
Yes.
You know, we're both big music guys. Clearly. And so
we are,
chart toppers on this day, 1981. Who was the chart topper?
Oh, man.
What do you think?
I wouldn't even have a guess. I'm a Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper was not at the top of the chart. 1981, Earth,
Wind and Fire. Man.
Let's groove.
Come on.
Okay. And you can't see us right now.
But we are
absolutely
grooving
as any old white dad can.
Right. And you might think because I'm the pastor of a church in town that I can't groove.
Oh,
that would probably still be accurate.
That's true.
But that's all right.
That's true. He is doing the floss right now. All right. We'll have more stuff to talk about here in just a second.
Making your holiday mornings a little merrier.
Jason, we're back on. You need to
get
your iTunes off the air.
Man. Oh, my bad.
It's Olivia Newton-John.
Man.
From Grease fame.
This was the jam back in the day. And when I say back in the day, I mean right now.
That was 1981 as well. Olivia Newton-John. I don't know if you know that.
How old were you in 1981?
I was not on the planet.
Man, that is what I was afraid you were about to say. What year were you born
in? I did not make my entrance into this planet until 1984.
Good grief.
Yep.
I was born in 77. So.
Oh, my goodness.
No, do not go there. So I was beginning to appreciate music when this song was on.
I get it. Well, this is, and I'm sure as a kid.
I don't remember if this was the first thing that mom and dad were introducing me to.
Get out your encyclopedia and listen to Olivia Newton-John Physical, right? That's what they did at the Hayes household.
That is correct. Yes.
And so, Jason, I don't know if you know this, but morning radio, you have to do this. You have to say it's 25 minutes after 6. The sun's still not up.
It is still not up. The rain is falling.
It is set in.
I just heard on the way in that it seems, based on the amount of rain that we are receiving today, as well as some forecasted rain here in the next few days, that this could be anywhere between the 4th through 7th rainiest year in Knoxville history.
Well,
there you go. That is why I am now the walking encyclopedia.
That's right. And what we have to understand is what will happen, no doubt, in summer is people will go, man, we just haven't gotten any rain and it's just so dry. And
come on now.
That's why we can't complain when we get it.
That's exactly right.
I'm a farmer's kid.
Enjoy the rain. The rain
has to be here. Now, there are certainly days where it's too much, but we need the rain. And so, Jason, if I'm not mistaken, And I know that you're a pastor. I know that you're a man of many talents. You're a dad, a husband. You like inflatables at Christmas time.
Ventriloquist.
That was not true.
But
if I'm not mistaken, you and your family just the other day participated in some kind of lumberjack thing that looked awesome, and now I want my family to participate in it.
Yes, in that you have such a glorious beard.
That's right.
And have been known to wear flannel type stuff.
Often.
I believe that you would be well suited for the lumberjack feud. Yes, so actually, we had a great Christmas. I have three little boys, as you know, but the listeners that are joining us today, I have three little boys, 12, 9, and 7, all cotton white hair, big blue eyes, and my wife Carrie and I. We usually do very minimal gifts for Christmas for our boys just because we're real scroogey like that. No, we actually don't do a ton of gifts. We actually do experiences rather than gifts. And so this is actually the first year in several years that we're actually even staying in town. And usually we take some type of trip out west or something of that sort. But this year we actually just decided to go up on Christmas night. We spent the night at the Dreammore Hotel up at Dollywood, and then we went on the 26th to Dollywood, and then I get a random text from a friend of mine who works for a company up that direction and handles some marketing for a few different businesses in that community, and he says, listen, we've just opened this Paula Deen's Lumberjack Adventure and Feud.
And when I think of Paula Deen, you obviously think
yes.
of Lumberjack.
And he said this Clearly. Statement. If you will come to not only participate in the adventure part of the of our facility, which has all kinds of stuff, legitimate like log rolling, high ropes, all kinds of stuff. If you will participate in this as well as the show, we'll let you in free if we can just take pictures of your family for marketing. Now, I am not the most marketable person by picture, but I will absolutely
That's right. Come on.
Monetize my children's cuteness
100%.
And my wife's beauty. 100%. And so we absolutely jumped on that and had the greatest time. So I'm telling you, you need to go to the Lumberjack Feud. They are not
they're not a sponsor
of today's show.
No.
I'm just telling you, we had a great time. It was very lumberjacky. It was very feudy. It was a good time.
And that's what I want in a good time.
Yeah.
Is lumberjacky and feudy. And so, I think that's awesome. We're trying to, we did some gifts, obviously. We're working on an experience where we're trying to get my father-in-law to come up and we're all going to go and do something, but we're waiting to get the final details on that. I want to take my son to see Spider-Man.
Yeah, I've heard it's fantastic.
One, every review I've read is
like legitimate could be like movie of the year
yeah.
type
and
stuff.
And so I'm trying to figure out how to do that. I go back to work officially on Wednesday, so we still have some time off, but hopefully we can do some of those things. I will say this week, been off of work. We got back in town on Christmas Eve, and so I've been stuck in my house, and that sounds terrible. It's like it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Been stuck
Sorry
in my house.
You had to hang out with
yeah,
your family.
Been stuck in my house the whole week, and so I didn't really enjoy getting up early this morning, but to get away and get out has been nice.
So you're saying you're not enjoying staring at me at whatever time it is this morning?
It wouldn't matter who was sitting there, to be honest, Jason.
Well,
it's really early. It's what my papa would say, it's dark and early.
It is.
And
it is both of those things.
And we'll be back. Now, Jason, just some info for you. That's Alabama, one of the
Correct.
Greatest country groups.
Now, you still weren't born before when this song was written.
I was not. But they are amazing.
But you have managed to find some allegiance to them.
I love them.
Yep.
Yeah.
As we talked at the end of, at the end of our last show
yeah.
on Between Sundays, we talked about our five favorite Christmas songs.
And I try to put their entire album.
You tried to put the entire album on
yeah.
it. And the moment that the list that I provided came out of my mouth, I had major regret.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I have been mocked and ridiculed
yeah.
by many people.
Wasn't your finest.
It
moment.
Was not. It wasn't yeah. that I put necessarily, I wasn't that I put anything inappropriate
you put
or
train
bad.
On there.
I did include Train.
Yeah.
It just
who
felt right.
I didn't even know a good Christmas song.
It felt right in the moment. But then when you start thinking about people like yeah. Alabama and Mariah Carey and Bing Crosby.
Yeah. Dean Martin.
You feel like you may have missed.
And Train. I mean, it just is a natural progression to that. And so
Correct.
We don't usually do this on our Between Sunday show, but people can call Gatlinburg Event Center talk line at 865-342-5620.
We would love that this morning.
So if you want to call and talk to us about maybe a New Year's resolution, maybe you want to talk to us about, hey, 2018, I accomplished this. That was my goal. I finally accomplished this. Then feel free to
now,
call
we're
us. 865-342-5620.
We're going to be really honest. We've got to protect ourselves here a little bit because we're not used to this. And
yeah.
so
yeah.
we need you to give us a resolution or we need you to give us an accomplishment. And we do not need you to give us a 5.5 minute diatribe.
No, we do not need that. And what we
but do call in. We'd love to hear from you. You can even call in just to mock us. If
yeah,
you
and,
want.
And what I was thinking about yesterday is if all of us, here's my hot take, Jason. If all of us would keep our New Year's resolutions, there would be no need
for New Year's resolutions. We would have accomplished all of them.
Everything.
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
I do not.
Wow.
Yeah, and I know that
this segment
probably
is going
not
nowhere
good radio. But I don't typically sit. I don't know. I don't like sit down and go, man, 2019, this is going to occur.
See, I am a huge planner, as you know.
It doesn't surprise me.
And I've spoken with Shoreline in our Sunday gatherings many times and talked about that I not only make lists, but I make lists that have lists. And so resolutions are right down my alley. And so last night, I actually attempted to get our family together, like to have everyone sit down. We had ordered pizza last night. I wanted everyone to sit down, and I gave this big, like, hey, we can have this new tradition where we sit down and we establish some goals for the upcoming year. And I even offered, I basically said to the boys, this is an opportunity for you to get another present. This is a chance for you to get another gift. So, for example, if you said, I want to learn to play tennis this year, well, then I would be willing to look into adding a tennis racket to your Christmas gifts. And that is what the tradition that I tried to start last night, that's what it was, and it went almost nowhere. Yeah. My 12-year-old son is goal-oriented as I am, and he was into it. My wife was excited because it included some discussion about travel, and I actually have a 7-year sabbatical coming up. The sabbatical is not 7 years.
I was about to say, wow,
that after serving 7 years of Shoreline, this upcoming, I'm going to get a little time off this upcoming July. And so we were talking a little bit about what are some places or some places that we want to go to. But my two youngest boys had zero interest in it. And that's okay. Well, but maybe we'll hear from some of our callers today about things they want to accomplish.
I don't want to critique, Jason, but if there was pizza in front of me, I don't know how much I'd have participated in.
That is fair. That is absolutely fair.
And so, every year I try to have goals and obviously things I want to accomplish personally, professionally. But I don't let them weigh and kind of hover over my life. And so I'm not going to – I have a membership to a gym. Do I go to the gym often? Not as often as I should.
You make a donation to the
but
gym.
But I do make a monthly donation to
feels
a
good.
Gym in town. And so there's just some things, you know, we could do the easy way and say, hey, I want to be a better dad, a better husband.
But then there's
better,
no
– you know.
I mean, how do you put any type of – yeah, you got
to
put some type
to
of
me,
objective
those
to
aren't
–
I guess I'm a and I think social media has done this to me, is I'm jaded. And so when I see people post New Year's resolutions, the sinful side of me wants to comment and go, yeah, right. You're not going to do any of those things.
That's cute.
Where I shouldn't. I should be encouraging and hoping that people reach the goals that they want to reach. But
yeah, that would seem like the Christ-like thing to do.
That would be the Christ-like thing
right,
to do.
Right.
But instead, oftentimes, because social media has become an interesting place, is one way to put it, I just get frustrated. And so I haven't sat down with the family and come up with goals. I do wish that my kids would actually say, I want to be better children for 2019.
I don't know if you could actually just set the goals for other people. Can you?
If
that
they
would
live
be a
under
great
your
deal.
House.
What if we just they live under
well,
your
they
house?
Live under your roof.
Okay,
yeah.
Under your roof. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
My
so
kids
say,
do not
well,
live
then
under
they,
my house.
No wonder they don't have goals. They're living under your house.
Yeah.
No, I would say, how great would it be if we could just start establishing New Year's resolutions for just people?
That's
you
right.
know, like we walk into the office one day. Hey, congratulations! I've established a few New Year's resolutions for you. You're going to start running every day.
Yeah. A marathon a day.
But I don't like running. Oh, yes,
tough.
You do.
Tough.
Yeah. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, I think I would say.
What would be the resolution you'd give me?
You would ride a bull.
Wow.
Before the year's out.
That would be terrifying.
Like a legit bull, not one that's been tamed and you know, just let you on its back.
It has to have a significant nickname.
Yeah, like, Muscadine or something.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Yes. So yeah. you want me to ride this bull, Muscadine, before the end of the year.
2019's over, yeah.
This is something we might need to continue on with on our show between Sundays.
We should, and I don't, your wife can't be involved because she obviously would squash that and say,
right.
Absolutely not.
I don't know. She might embrace it.
I don't know.
I have the responsibility of these three boys and our church.
And so my goal, I mean, I would love to be able to wear denim every day. That would be a great goal for me. Is that that's a goal?
So when Carrie and I first met, this is a legitimate, true story. Carrie and I had met a couple different times, but, she showed up at the lunch table at Smokey's, cafe, basically the University of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. She showed up at the lunch table. We had mutual friends, and one of my friends, college roommate, said something to her. She had these corduroy overalls on, and someone said to her, "Those are awesome." And she said, "I love those." Or she said, "Thanks. I love these. I could wear them every day." And so immediately the mature thing that a bunch of college boys did was we bet her that she wouldn't wear those overalls for 2 weeks straight. And she did.
Wow.
And I fell in love.
That's when you knew. That's when you knew.
So
this is it.
I believe that you also could wear denim every day.
I believe that too. And we'll talk more about that when we come
back. Hopefully other important stuff.
So Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd may be one of the greatest songs, would you say, Jason, ever recorded?
No.
No?
I would not say that.
You would not say that.
But what I still enjoy it.
But what I think in the South, what I wonder is how many times has this been played at a funeral in the South?
Way
over under 1,000.
Oh, I would say over. One is too many,
but it is a great song. It's about 15 minutes long. The extended version is, I'm telling you,
very Stairway to Heaven-esque in the sense of length of song.
Yeah, Skynyrd was good. So right now it is time for You Gotta Be Kidding Me.
Are you kidding me? Who in their right mind is going to believe this?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh, we just put the Electoral College right ahead of the Bible College, don't we? Just push Jesus aside and go right for the Satan vote.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
So as we... Jason, do you have any You Gotta Be Kidding Me news?
Yeah, I actually conveniently happen to have a bit right here.
The magic radio.
A New Jersey mother secretly filmed her 6-year-old son getting some illicit homework assistance from Amazon's Alexa virtual assistant. This feels all too real because although I have not ever caught my boys using Alexa for their homework, I do find my boys leaning in on Alexa, Siri, Google Home, any of those things that we have around us way too often.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the video shows the boy asking Alexa to solve a math problem, 5 minus 3, and getting the answer from the Amazon device. The mother said she was surprised to find her son cheating at math, which she said is his favorite subject. Well, of course it's his favorite subject because he's been cheating the whole time.
And I would argue we have bigger problems that he's trying to cheat on 5 minus 3.
Like That is
simple.
The crazy thing is this was actually an 18-year-old young man. Says 6-year-old.
But we know the truth.
Correct.
Yeah. And so let's keep the Jersey theme, shall we? So a cow bound for slaughter escapes on the New Jersey highway. A cow wandering loose in traffic on New Jersey Highway Thursday morning had escaped from a truck on its way to the slaughterhouse. Police called the Skylines Animal Sanctuary Rescue for help shortly after 2:45 a.m. Thursday when a cow managed to jump from the second level of a truck traveling on Interstate 80 in Patterson. Could you imagine being behind that truck? And you're thinking, oh, look, oh, my gosh, there's a cow jumping out of the truck. I think that's what I would have done. Witnesses said the cow, which had been bound for New Jersey slaughterhouse, started wandering loose in traffic, causing backups. And so I would argue.
Did you ever watch Knight Rider?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when Chuck would pull up in front of somebody and then Kent would crazy. Drop back? It's almost like they did this with a cow.
It's a cow.
Like, and the cow just kind of.
And thankfully, this cow. Thankfully, this cow's been rewarded. And so it will live out the rest of her days at the sanctuary in Wantage. I don't know if that's how you say it, but in Jersey. So it's not going to the slaughterhouse. It actually is going to go live at a cow sanctuary, which I didn't know existed. So.
No, that in itself is a you've got to be kidding me.
That there's a cow sanctuary. But, you know, I think in that case, and I love, we had steak last night, not from this cow because it survived, but I love steak, but I do think in this particular case, that cow deserved to live.
To enjoy the benefits of the sanctuary.
If a cow escapes on the interstate, jumps off the second level of a trailer and survives that, let that thing live.
If any cow can bring Kit from Knight Rider into our discussion, then it definitely deserves to be
in the sanctuary. And if Chick-fil-A's marketing department is not all over this, what are they doing? You know a guy at Chick-fil-A, right? He used to work at Shoreline.
I do.
He should get on top of that.
I'll see if I can put a text in here in a moment. So let's continue on with the theme of animals being in places they're not supposed to be.
Okay.
So in London, a London family called animal rescuers when they came down for breakfast and discovered a fox sleeping on their microwave. Now, this immediately takes me back a bit because either foxes are a tad smaller than I, or this particular fox is a tad smaller than what I usually think of a fox, or they just have an enormous microwave. The fox is sleeping on the microwave. Kim Fryer, which I love.
That's
Kim
true.
Kim Fryer, her name conveniently close to a microwave, and her daughter was the first one to spot the fox sleeping in the kitchen of their Mitcham District home about 7 a.m. December 15th. My daughter found him at 7 a.m. and called up to me. I came down and spotted this little fox curled up on top of the microwave, so indeed it was a small one. I have 5 cats, which is a problem, and a dog, so that I added that in. I have 5 cats and a dog, so obviously I have a cat flap. He must have crawled under the gate and through the cat flap. Again, there are all kinds of other problems with this story.
Yeah, I don't. And if you're listening and you have five cats, or you even have a flap on your door to let an animal out, you need to know animals can get in through that.
Yeah,
I've never understood that part of it. Yes, your animal can get in and get out, but also raccoons and any other animal that wants the foxes.
This morning, I could have been significantly delayed, or I could have just been a really, really terrible, even more so than current. I could have been a terrible co-host as that I got in the truck, pulled the truck out of the driveway, and immediately saw scurry away a skunk that looked like it had been underneath my truck.
Oh, boy.
Animal could come through the cat flap.
And if you get a skunk in your house and it sprays.
You
need to burn your house down.
Also, first time ever, I believe, I've ever used the term cat flap.
I didn't even know it was called
that. Yeah, me neither, but it feels good.
In Kentucky, some Kentucky news for all the Kentucky fans out there. In Laurel County, the news station there posted an image that said 5 arrested. It was supposed to say 5 arrested in meth lab bust.
Right.
But what it actually said was 5 arrested in math lab bust. So what we have come to find out is math is, in fact, illegal in Kentucky.
There's a very real possibility they were using Alexa as well.
That's true.
For 5
and
minus 3.
You can't do that.
But that does seem appropriate for Kentucky.
That does.
Oh, that is unfair. Yeah, why would I say that about all kinds of wonderful Kentucky fans and friends that we have? It's true, but why would I say it?
Yeah, and I don't get that way much, so I don't know if I have many friends in Kentucky. But no, it's fine, you know. And so, what a lot of times what happens in those images is you have an intern that comes and works at the news station.
Right.
Because they need free labor.
Right.
And so that intern is tasked with coming up with the images and writing the text. And they probably thought, this will be funny.
I don't want to make light of this because I understand this is obviously, it's a negative for those that are hearing impaired, obviously. But have you ever seen the closed captioning where it appears that the person who's typing in the closed captioning
yes.
is just learning to use a keyboard?
Yes.
That is difficult.
It's got to be frustrating.
That is frustrating to watch.
Yeah. Well, it's frustrating to watch for those that can hear. Imagine what it is for those that are trying to actually get something
Absolutely.
Out of the show. And you have an intern again typing away.
MathLab.
Or one of those cat memes where the cat's just typing away on the keyboard. And the reality is that doesn't help.
It could have
doing a lot of things. And so what I don't understand is that just shows you they need to hire somebody. And there's probably a robot that can do it in 2018.
An Alexa-like.
I mean, we are into the future. And that's when we come back, 2019, we're going to talk about it. We're going to do a recap on 2018, look ahead to some goals and resolutions that you may have. I've already told 19. We're going to talk about it. We're going to do a recap on 2018, look ahead to some goals and resolutions that you may have. I've already told you I don't have any. And so we'll talk about some things coming up after the break. Go ahead, Jason.
And again, don't forget, you can call in 865-342-5620.
So it is Friday. And you were listening
to the
last
Friday of 2018.
It is the last Friday of 2018. And this next half hour is brought to you by Taylor Plumbing. Of course, our favorite plumber and where we go for all of our plumbing needs. And so as we look at that, Jason, it is Friday. And some people may just be joining us because it's 7 o'clock and the sun is still not up. And so it is, but it's a rainy, dreary, yucky day. And so some people do have to go to work. I know that. It's a weird time between Christmas and New Year's.
It is.
People have been joking online that you don't know what day it is. Like, legitimately, there's been moments this week where I was like, I have no idea.
Right.
What today is.
Right.
It just felt weird. And so it's a weird time. And so we're 2018 is ending. 2019 is coming. And Jason, what's the over under on the amount of times you're going to write 2018 on documents in the new year? Even though you were supposed to write 2019,
I would say the over under is 10.
Okay.
Where are you going to land on
that? I would definitely probably go over 10.
Really?
So if that was the over under, I would take the
I
over.
I would say 5 years ago it would have been more for me because I used to write a lot more checks.
True.
But now
checks
we do a ton of our banking online and yep. pay bills online, things of that sort.
Here's where we have to be careful at the work I do at Hope Resource Center is when we send mailers
yes.
or letters out, that date is important. Because it's a form letter.
Right.
And if you put it's just gonna be habit to put 2018 on there.
Right.
So I'm gonna have to be really really watching that.
Well,
to make sure we don't create 18.
As one who's setting goals for this upcoming year, I believe you can do it.
You think so?
I do believe
and
you can do it.
And let's be honest, if it went out with 18, how many people would notice?
Very few.
That it said 18.
Very few. We actually had we truly send almost no mail out as a church. Now, we do all kinds of communications through our website,
pigeons,
things of that sort.
Yeah.
But we do all kinds of communications through, you know, every other channel that most people communicate in the year 2018. But we do send out a piece of mail that usually involves people's giving history because we found that people actually just want that in a physical form. Sometimes they use it for tax documents, things of that
sure.
sort. And it always includes a little letter at the beginning of it. From me, and I don't know anyone as far as to what they give or how often they give, but I do include a letter that's sent out from our resource team, and it had little bullet points this year, and somehow, in us sending it to the company who then mails it out, the bullet points got transitioned, got transferred over, so it basically just kind of auto formatted in a different way. And it went to question marks. So it was like we were giving these updates of things that happened for the, yeah.
Questions.
So rather than, we had you know, 55 decisions for Christ. It was, we had 55 decisions for Christ,
did we?
That's basically what it was.
That's good.
And I thought the only thing that could have been worse was if the bullet points got transitioned to dollar signs, because I did not want the emphasis of the letter to be for that. Yeah. And so, I don't really know if anyone even noticed that when we sent out the letter.
Yeah.
So my hunch is they're not going to notice when you send out.
That's true.
10 plus.
But when that happened,
wrong
you fired a lot of people when that happened.
We did not. We did not. In fact, it was a company that we use externally anyways.
We fired them.
And so we fired them.
You're fired. We did not. Yeah. And so as we look back on 2018, if you could, Jason, if you could take a moment and look over the last year, tell me and the millions of listeners.
Right.
What one accomplishment, one thing that happened, it personal accomplishment, professional accomplishment, family accomplishment, one thing in 2018 that you're like, yes, that's something that we're going to look back to for a while and go, 2018 was the year this happened. What is that?
Man,
one thing?
That is a tough one. Wow. Okay. So I'm going to go real legit meaningful here.
Good,
so,
okay.
So we have three boys, as I've said. Our oldest son, Hayden, was diagnosed this last mm-hmm. Halloween, with Tourette syndrome. And he's battled tics for really his entire life.
And so explain that. So Tourette, some people think that is like screaming.
Yeah,
and maybe,
a lot, unfortunately,
using foul language.
Yeah,
that's not always the case.
Right. That's a great point. We do have kind of these unfortunate stereotypes of the person who screams the expletive on the airplane.
Which that's part of it.
It can be.
Yeah.
But basically, it is both vocal and motor tics. Mm-hmm. At such a degree that it's more than simply just what some of us deal with, you know, anxiety or things of that sort. And so, this year's been a huge year of breakthrough for him. And, we actually, tried a number of different things. We tried a medicinal approach and it was a train wreck. And then starting in February, we actually went on a just full blown holistic, approach with him. And I've always been super skittish with all that stuff, felt a little bit like witchcraft, but that is not the case. In fact, we really began to look closely at all of his foods that he was eating and looked at spine health, because he has also scoliosis. And then we did a bunch of neurofeedback and functional neurology, and looked at what things were in his body when it comes to need for supplementation and stuff of that sort. And we've had this huge breakthrough. And so this year, one of our goals was, man, we're really going to try our best to help our son with this. And he has had a huge breakthrough and we're just super, super grateful. So 2018 was a year of health, for us, minus the last 3 weeks of eating Christmas cookies and things of that sort. And we're really thankful for
that. That's awesome. I thought you were going to go with the lumberjack feud, but okay.
It was
close second.
Son's health and then lumberjack feud.
I got it.
We're like, they were code number one.
Well, we had.
What about you?
For us, it was January 6, 2018. My wife gave birth to our fourth child.
Yes.
And so little Charlie was born in 2018.
But
so.
That is not
uncommon in the Wood family.
That's not uncommon in the Wood family. And so I would add an additional thing to your list, which was the acquisition.
Yes.
As our listeners at our Wednesday at 5 show know that I reference to so often, it was the acquisition of a 12-passenger van.
Yeah, and so Charlie was born in January, which gave us our fourth child. And I've been arguing to my wife that we need a 12-passenger van. We don't need a minivan. We need to get the full-on church van long time.
Which really makes no sense.
Yeah.
Because that really only means you have six people in your family.
Yeah.
So you have just as much vacancy in the van as you do occupancy.
Well, hear me out. And so we were finally, I've convinced her, and we got a 12-passenger. But my mother-in-law also lives with us.
Correct.
And so she rides with us to church.
Correct.
Out to eat.
Correct.
To different places. So that makes seven. And then this past weekend, we went in. And we were able to load up my brother's family, who has four kids as well, and go look at Christmas lights all together in one vehicle. because
which is a game changer.
That's right.
Because you pay per vehicle.
That's right. And so we
nice
we because we now have what many would call a church van. Which, okay, that's fine. It's a 12-passenger, has a lot of room. We usually keep one row of seats out so we can carry a lot of stuff too.
Right.
So it's just functional. And it's big. For me, I was always hesitant with the minivan because I just didn't, and that's an issue for myself. I just didn't feel like that's what I needed to drive. But with the 12-passenger, I can trick myself into thinking I'm driving a big truck when in reality it's just a big van.
So earlier I established that I think it'd be fun for us just to create goals for mm-hmm. each other. And again, don't hesitate to call in at 865-342-5620 if you want to share a New Year's goal that you have. But I believe that I have a goal for you that I would love for the van to pick up some writing on the side of it.
I would agree with that.
Like a church 100%. Van, you know, where it says so-and-so Baptist church or Methodist church.
What should it say?
Wood Family Adventures.
Okay.
I like that.
Wood Family Adventures. I even thought for a moment Wood Family Church, Wood Family Baptist Church, Wood Baptist Church.
Except for the fact that you're a part of Shoreline.
Exactly.
Church.
Well, we could do Shoreline Paper.
You
could
just,
we'll wrap it.
You could just put Shoreline Church. If we would shut the church
or,
down, that is a possibility.
Or we could do Between Sundays and Mine and Your Face could be on it.
Now that.
Come on.
Would be a terrible idea.
I think that would be awesome.
But we could try it.
We could put your face on one window, my face on the other, so when we have the windows rolled down, you don't see it. And when we roll them up, our faces are there.
Ta-da!
It's like we're driving,
surprise.
So I'll talk to Aaron about that.
Yeah, see if you can look into that.
I don't know if Aaron
great.
Will be in favor, but I will
see what
certainly talk to her about it. So yeah, 2018 has been a blast. We also saw some, this is how you do transition in radio.
Yeah.
We also saw some deaths in 2018. And so, some pretty big political folks passed away in 2018.
George H.W. Bush Sr.
Yeah.
Yeah, in recent days.
Yeah, John McCain
was a big deal.
And so, but not just that. We also, unfortunately, we saw a couple kind of celebrities
was Aretha Franklin was this year?
Yes,
Aretha Franklin,
the queen
of soul.
Okay, well, we have Michelle on line one, and if you'll just hang tight with us, when we come back from break, we're going to come to you, and we're going to let you talk to us maybe about the van or about your New Year's resolution. We'll come back talking to Michelle on the other side.
I'm ready.
And it's Andrew Wood filling in for Bob Bell today, joined with, as always, by pastor and friend Jason Hayes. And that last half hour and this half hour is brought to you by Taylor Plumbing. And so as we were ending the break, we had a caller, Michelle, and I'm sorry, and thank you so much for holding. Michelle, you had something to say about a New Year's resolution or even maybe my van, and I would love to hear your thoughts on that.
Good morning, Michelle.
I was thinking you could put Choose Life on it.
Choose Life.
That is strong.
Now look
at
this. Michelle bringing some serious conversation to the show versus what me and
we've
doing,
been offering.
Being very selfish about a picture of ourselves.
For those that don't know, and don't know Andrew's show, Andrew, tell them a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, so
I serve
as executive director of Hope Resource Center. Hope Resource Center has been serving this community since 1997, helping moms and their babies. And so choosing life is something that we do every single day, or at least we encourage every single day at Hope. And so, Michelle, thank you for that, for bringing some seriousness. And, yes, you're probably right. That's probably what I should do.
That would be a lot better than our picture
probably
on the side of the van.
Probably
for sure.
So.
Thanks, Michelle. Have a great day.
And maybe you could also use a verse, and you'll have life more abundantly.
There you go.
That's good.
Listen, sister.
I love it.
Maybe you can fill in for Bob next time.
Thank you, Michelle, so much.
Have a great week. And so as we think about that, clearly we goof off a lot, Jason.
Right.
But that is something. That would be something. It would be a kind of a billboard on the van.
So speaking of important messages.
Sure.
And again, notable people that we lost last year.
Yeah.
We would be amiss to not mention Billy Graham.
Yeah. You know, it's
the greatest evangelist of our generation.
No question. And the, the work that he did for the kingdom and for the gospel, and being able to kind of straddle the line of celebrity, because he was, I mean, I was watching, sometimes I get on YouTube and I'll watch old Dean Martin shows because I love Dean Martin. They used to have Billy Graham.
You are an old soul.
I am.
And I love that.
They would do these roasts of different celebrities. They would have Billy Graham on the stage participating.
Right.
Now, name a pastor, like a legit pastor that is preaching the gospel unapologetically, that would be involved on any kind of panel in Hollywood
right.
currently.
Right.
And Billy Graham had that kind of clout that he would preach the gospel to thousands of people, but yet was friends with Dean Martin.
Yeah, or some of the folks. Every president.
Ronald Reagan.
Right.
Yeah, Democrat or Republican.
Right.
He was in the White House, and had relationship with many of them. And so, yeah, the impact is huge. And I don't remember ever reading of any scandals. Mm. From what I could tell, loved his wife, loved his children.
Yep.
And they loved him. And so just a beautiful picture of a life that was given over to the gospel and saying, look, my whole mission is to point people to Jesus.
A huge loss for the kingdom, but in the sense of his impact,
sure.
Eternal gain. And we celebrate that for sure.
Well, and how many people probably even listening to the show could go, yeah, I heard Billy Graham preach on a television special, and it changed my life.
Yeah, no doubt.
Or how many pastors are pastoring today because they went to a rally and heard Billy Graham preach and go, that's what I'm going to do with my life. So, yeah, pretty impressive stuff. One sad thing about 2018, what we saw was some of the deaths, was suicide became a conversation and a theme with some celebrities taking their lives, whether it been musicians or personalities or anything.
Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, Anthony Bourdain, who you watch and got to travel the world and all of his in his shows, and you thought, man, this dude's got it all together, and he took his own life. Kate Spade, who was a designer,
right,
took her own life, and so you see these things, and it's heartbreaking to watch. But one thing that it has done, at the very least, is it's brought the conversation to the forefront, and so people are actually talking about that.
Yeah, we've actually talked not too long ago. We talked about mental health and depression and things of that sort on our show.
Yeah.
Actually, anxiety and some depression have been things that I've battled over the years as a pastor. And, man, I'm so thankful for amazing folks that I have around me that just are of encouragement. But, boy, it is quick and easy to fall into isolation. And, unfortunately, there's been too many folks, even in 2018, that have made temporary decisions. I'm sorry, permanent decisions in temporary moments.
There was a young pastor out in California that took a sabbatical because he was dealing with some depression and anxiety, and then came back and was preaching through a series on depression and anxiety and suicide. And then, you know, a week later, took his own life, had young kids, had a wife. And so these are things that we need to be having a conversation about, certainly. And you can listen more about that. We talked about that on Between Sundays.
Yep.
And you can find that at the TuneIn app. You can find that on iTunes, Google Play, over at Shoreline. All of those places you can find that show. And also, of course, here on Joy 620 every Wednesday afternoon at 5.
So we talked about a lot of different stuff on our show connected to things that are happening between Sundays.
Sure.
What would you say in 2018 are one or two things that really stand out to you in the sense of, you know, world events?
Sure.
Maybe things that happened in our country or beyond, things that stood out to you that have stirred conversation, that have stirred thought, that maybe have stirred division, whatever it may be. What are some things that stand out to you?
Yeah, for me, the two things that stick out to me, kind of world events, would be North Korea and South Korea having a conversation with each other. And I know that some people are listening, and you may be a fan of the president, you may not be a fan of the president, but regardless of where you fall, the fact that North Korea and South Korea even had a conversation is a big deal, not just for those areas, but for the world. And then also the U.S. gymnastics scandal that occurred with one of their trainers, you know, sexually assaulting and abusing women for years, young girls for years. And that finally coming to a head. The U.S. Gymnastics Association had to declare bankruptcy and just a lot of things. So I think 2018, a lot of people are going to talk about the Me Too movement, a lot of things that happened. And finally, some light was shown in some very dark places in our country. And hopefully we're on the other side of that and looking to the future in 2019. We'll bring about some happiness and some joy in some of those areas.
Yeah, we'll talk a bit about that when we come back.
There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I got an old church choir.
So, Jason,
yes,
it is Friday. It's the last Friday of 2018. And this segment is brought to you by Pure Magic Car Wash. And as we were talking off air,
we are believers.
You are a believer in Pure Magic Car
Wash.
Yeah,
our family, my wife and I, both have the monthly plan where you can do unlimited washing. Now, I will tell you, the Pure Magic Car Wash is not as effective when your spouse will not take said vehicle to...
That's right. It's effective when you take your vehicle
to
there.
The actual yeah. car wash. But I do mine often.
Yeah.
And so I am there anytime I'm passing by at any number of their locations. I'm going to get the truck at least rinsed off.
Yep.
Occasionally I'll pull in and vacuum it.
Yep.
But it's at least getting rinsed off. Carrie, not as active. It's her participation with Pure Magic is a bit like your participation at the gym.
At the gym. That's
yes.
true. I have it on my key ring.
But it's actually still worth it. It really
yeah.
is still
very,
worth it. Even
good.
If she goes once or twice a month, it's still fantastic.
And yeah. and the fact that they're sponsoring this allows you to hear our voices. And I think that is enough for anyone.
Yeah. More yeah. Bob's voice on a regular
yeah,
basis.
But they're sponsoring because of Bob.
Not, in fact, they've show. Considered dropping
yeah. Now they're like, wait,
today.
wait, that's not Bob's voice. and so if you're just now tuning in, you've missed a ton. But also Bob Bell is out. Enjoying vacation, I'm assuming. And so we...
Do we believe Bob's even awake at this point? Probably.
I'd say
his body
yeah,
clock.
There's no sleep.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
And so for us, you know, what for some reason, when he asked if we would fill in, we said yes because we love Bob.
We do love Bob.
And then we realized, oh, that means we have to get up really early and be at the radio station
on holiday
really
break.
Early on, yeah. on holiday break.
Yeah, but that's all right. We're
but
loving
it. It's been fun. Yeah, it's been
and
fun.
And again, don't forget, you can call in at 865-342-5620.
Yeah, we can talk
We're talking about
stuff.
New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
So no New Year's resolutions for you.
I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, to get swole like, and be,
yeah.
being a muscle competition, that was really my goal every year.
Yeah, and you failed.
Maybe
every
a beard
year.
Competition.
Now
maybe
you
that
do,
should be
your
a goal.
Beard is already
yeah.
fantastic. For those
yeah.
of you that don't know Andrew, I've never seen him in person. He has a fantastic
red
yeah. beard, and it is truly bringing the Christmas spirit
all year round.
Yeah. And yeah. it is, again, as I said earlier, quite perfect for the Lumberjack yeah. feud.
So maybe 2019...
Maybe that could be a
growing.
Goal. Maybe you could become a lumberjack in the year 2019.
I like that. I like that.
What is required to become? How does one train to become a lumberjack?
First off, let me be honest. Okay?
Right.
If you mean become an actor on the Lumberjack Feud stage, 100% yes.
Now,
if you mean actual lumberjack and I go out and cut trees down, I'll do that for a day.
All right, so
I don't want to do that for a day.
I need to be very clear. So with the Lumberjack Feud, as we referenced in our previous
yeah.
hour, there are 100% actors
yes.
that are keeping the show going.
Yes.
But then there are world-class
yeah, yeah.
lumberjacks
yeah.
that participate in world championships
yeah.
and things of that sort. So what we've established today is that you could not be the lumberjack,
right, no.
but you could be a part of the Lumberjack Show.
100. I can look like a lumberjack.
And having just seen the Lumberjack Show, I'm going to tell you maybe giving yourself too much credit. But that's okay because they were very good.
Yeah,
they were very, very good.
It's good. You know, there's so many, and we're just going to spend a little bit of time talking about everything that Dolly has to offer.
Yes.
East Tennessee. She's
yes.
not a sponsor, but Dolly,
no.
if you're listening, we would love to have you on our show.
Yeah.
We will record it whatever time is best for you.
Yeah, Dolly, if the word gets out,
and we'd love to have a conversation with you.
Give us a shout.
Yeah. But the amazing thing about Pigeon Forge and the Stampede, all of those things, is you know, some people poke fun and they go, well, you know, it's East Tennessee, it's a hillbilly thing. But the reality is the most visited national park in the country is right here.
Correct.
In East Tennessee.
Correct.
And Dolly is a treasure.
Absolutely.
To East Tennessee.
Yeah, the reading program that she's done for all these
years.
Changed
lives. Yeah, literacy. It's amazing. And so when the fires happened, she took care of a lot of families. And so what I would encourage you, if you are a hometowner, and if you're listening to this live, you live in this area, don't take for granted what we have over in Pigeon Forge and Dollywood and Gatlinburg. Enjoy it.
Yeah, and I would also say this, if we're going to talk about resolutions, one of the great things that a great leadership principle is do for one what you wish you could do for everyone.
Yep.
And someone like Dolly obviously has the resources, thanks to my season passes yeah. at Dollywood and all of her other ventures.
Yep.
But she has the resources to be able to help a whole bunch. And we might not always be able to do that for as many as she might. Our scope might not be quite mm-hmm. as big, but you can do for one what you yep. wish you could do for everybody. So serve somebody this upcoming year,
yeah,
2019.
And I would say, yeah, 2019 needs to be a moment where I would encourage you to step away from cable news, even just for a little bit. Maybe step away from social media, even just for a little bit, and actually have a conversation with your neighbor. Actually look your neighbor in the eye, like the person that lives next to you or across the street from you, and have a conversation with them. And then when you see people out, it's not that difficult to be nice. And actually, one big thing that we push at Hope is, and frankly the Bible pushes this, is everybody we come in contact with bears the image of our God.
That's right.
And so if we believe that to be true, then the way we interact with people should look as if they bear the image of our Creator. And so it's, we make it difficult because we're messy and we're broken and we're selfish and all of these things. But the reality is we need to be thinking about others. And if we go into 2019 doing that, man, what a year it could be for everybody.
Yeah. Well, I've found that the more prescriptive that we become, the more pressure we put on ourselves, meaning that we feel like, you know, someone along the way has trained me how to have a exact conversation, or this is how I'm going to interact with my neighbor or someone who might not know Christ. And we've made it really, really prescriptive. And then we've put on this pressure that says, what if I say something wrong, or what if I get things out of order? Mm-hmm. But rather, why don't we just walk in step with Christ, and then let's walk in step with our neighbor. Let's walk in step with those that come in contact with you know, the trajectory of our life. And we begin to see the urgency still remains when it comes to people's need for the gospel, but the pressure seems to be minimized a bit. So just love people, love the Lord, and just do life with folks.
Yeah.
It's going to make it a lot easier.
And if you have kids, I would encourage you to practice that with them. Look them in the eye. Have them look you in the eye. Actually have a conversation. Have meals together around a table. All of those little things that'll make a difference, and not just in the immediate future, but in the long-term Man. Future. If you're having those type of conversations, those type of moments, then they're going to look back. We're going to have moments of that they can say, look, my home was a gospel home.
Yep.
And we talked about it, and we weren't ashamed of that. We loved our neighbors well. But it's hard to love your neighbors if you're not loving the person down the hallway in your own house. And so I would encourage you to do that in 2019. We'll be back in a second as we finish up the show.
Hey, everybody, gather around. I'm here to give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why.
So as we finish up this segment brought to you by Pure Magic Car Wash. And I'm sorry, I'm laughing at the song in the background. That's great stuff. So as we finish up, Jason, 2019, what's something that you want to do? Not a goal, not
anything overly.
Just something that, hey, 2019, man, I'd love to do this. What is that?
Yeah, so probably two things. Man, if you don't know me, man, I cherish the opportunity to be a father. I love it. Obviously to be a husband as well. But Carrie and I just flat out love being parents to our three boys. And so this upcoming year is a unique year. So our oldest son that I referenced to earlier, he's 12. He's in sixth grade, started middle school. this year. And so it just feels like he's entering into kind of a new season. And so there's actually two things that I would love to do with him this upcoming year. One of which is I actually want to take him out of the country. We're getting his passport set, and most likely he's going to go on some type of mission trip with either Carrie or I. I don't think we're quite yet ready for all of us to travel together, but really hoping to take my son out of country somewhere. And then also, he's a huge Need to Breathe fan, and he's never been to a live concert of any sort. And so hopefully Need to Breathe will be back in Knoxville in the coming year, and if, or at least in the surrounding area, and so may take him to a concert
awesome,
this year as well. So there's all kinds of other stuff we want to do, but those are two things that just stand out to me in my non-successful planning meeting with the family last night that I referenced to earlier.
Not completely non-successful. Y'all had pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Pizza was a huge success.
That's a success. Exactly right. And so for me, what I want to do
in 2019
– we didn't take a vacation this year, and we're not big vacationers, I guess, and then mainly because I didn't grow up like growing up. We would go to Gatlinburg once a week. We would go to Gatlinburg once a year.
That is impressive.
Yeah, my dad's a dairy farmer, so we were lucky to even do that. And,
right.
And so we would go to Gatlinburg once a year, and then after my parents' divorce, we just didn't really. Well, that went south, didn't it?
But we didn't really go on vacation,
and so it just wasn't a normal thing for us, and or my wife either. And so, but what I do want, I want to get an RV, and go west. Like what I would really like to do is take a month, but that's probably not going to be possible. But at least a week and a half, 2 weeks to just go out west. You know, or even take the family to a dude ranch out west. I just think those things would create memories, would be fun. And it's something I've always wanted to do and never had an opportunity to do. And so, man, I think that would be a blast.
I read something, somewhere along the way in the last week or so about, it was a study of how many people actually remembered what they had received for Christmas. Hmm. The year before, and just the year beforehand, not like when I was 6 or 12,
sure.
or truly just the year beforehand, and the number was astoundingly low, how few people actually even remembered what they'd received as a gift the year beforehand. And that's why we lean much more heavy on experiences, because I just hope that our boys are going to remember those type things. Yeah. And I know that I'll remember those things far more than, oh yeah, I got that sweater, or you know, in the case of my children, that present.
Well, even that and what I try to do this Christmas with, I mean, we got our kids, you know, the toys and clothes, but especially with my son, there was a couple things that I gave him that were mine. I gave him, for instance, this doesn't mean anything for anybody else, but I used to wear this necklace with a Jesus Fish dog tag. And I wore this thing
everywhere.
I mean, everywhere. I wore it when I was with, and my wife actually got me the Jesus Fish dog tag, and I wore this necklace all the time. And
did you wear it like when you were in the Christian band back in the day?
It, with my puka shells and all that. Yeah, all of those things.
No fear t-shirt.
No fear t-shirt. Yeah. I did all of that. And so it
just, oh, you weren't in a Christian band.
I was not
in
a Christian band. Anyway. No. But for most people, this necklace means nothing. To me, I wore it all the time. Even when I told my wife I'm giving it to Gavin, my wife was like, but are you sure? Like,
oh, that's cool.
He may break it or what? Nothing big, but he hasn't taken it off since Christmas.
I think that's
cool. And so I'm hoping that's something that he'll remember. Okay, Daddy gave me this. I gave him a little pocket knife, a little, a multi-tool, you know, type thing that those things can be useful. And before you send me emails, yes, I know he's young and is he prepared for that? We've walked through all of that,
right.
But,
those are both much better than the Ziploc bag of beard clippings that you were considering
well,
giving him.
I give that to Erin this year.
So
what a terrible
gift. I get it. Well,
so
that's cool.
Hopefully you know, they can look back and go, okay, that is something that I can. We also gave our kids little journals.
I love that.
And so in encouraging them to look, write a couple sentences down, write what's going on, what's going on in your mind, what's going on with the family, what you did for Christmas, because we want them to remember, have these memories. I have, you go to my bookshelf in my office, and I just have a stack of like moleskin notebooks. And I have those because one day, I hope, if my children love me, one day they'll go through that and they'll go, oh, this is what Daddy was thinking about.
Yeah,
this
cool.
is what, this is what his day looked like on this particular day in 2017 or whatever. And so it's a great opportunity to put those thoughts down. And so, yeah, it, you know, I'm not super creative, but I could give him those things that were mine and say, look, son, these were mine and now they're yours to take care of.
Yeah, so if there's a takeaway for today's show, yeah. again, as we look towards 2019, invest into people, mm-hmm. do things that are meaningful, do for one what you wish you could do for everybody, and truly, don't worry so much about being perfect. Focus more about being obedient. Yeah. What's success for 2019? Obedience.
Yeah.
I remember when we planted Shoreline Church, I wrote on a big board in my office before we moved from Knoxville to Nashville, or from Nashville to Knoxville. Everyone would say, well, you got to grow this place, or you've got to reach this many people, or you've got to find a facility this quick.
Yeah.
And I just had to dismiss all that stuff and had to write on that board as a reminder for me, success is obedience. And that's what we want to focus on this upcoming year, 2019. Be successful in your obedience to the Lord.
Come on, that'll preach, Jason. And so thank you, Bob Bell. Thank you, Joy 620, for letting us do this. For Jason Hayes, I'm Andrew Wood. We'll talk to you next time.